89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm Dylanique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes in the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
And she's like, yeah, I can only give you one drink. You know, it's that's what the company, you know, is asking us. If you would have asked me the Coke first and then the water, I would have given you the Coke and then I would give you the water. But because you asked me a water and a Coke, I cannot give you the Coke.
But why? Because the water would be like a bottle of water?
No, it's a glass of water. But that's two drinks. And that's one drink per passenger. Only.
Oh my God.
He didn't ask in the right now, you know, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is Véronique and Sylvia. How are you today?
Hi, doing good, Véronique. It's been a while, huh?
Oh my God, yes. It's been a while. So we took a little break. I went away on vacation. Sylvia is leaving soon. So we're going to talk about vacation, the do and the don't, I guess.
Yes.
So, I went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. It was very nice. I was supposed to go somewhere else. It got canceled. So, at the last minute, I booked a flight vacation to Costa Rica. And like I was telling Sylvia, I didn't have a lot of choices for flights. So, it was either leaving at 6 a.m. or leaving around midnight. We're not morning people at all. So, I chose to take late, very late flights, thinking, you know, the kids are going to sleep and everything, so it's going to be cool. And one thing I wasn't expecting, I don't even know if I told you the story, Sylvia. Did I even tell you the story? I don't know if I texted you the story.
The whole story.
Not in detail, right?
No.
It only happens to me anyway.
Yeah, so I remember you say, like, I'm going to talk about it in the podcast.
Yes. So we were supposed to do San Francisco, Dallas, Costa Rica. And we were in Dallas. Everything was okay. I don't know if you're already transited in Dallas. It's a huge airport. I don't know if you remember, if you've been there once. It's huge. And you know the little train we have in San Francisco to do different terminals? This one terminal takes like 15 minutes. It's gigantesque. It's crazy. So don't be late. So we take the train. It's okay. We're at the gate. We board. Everything is fine. We're happy. It's 10 p.m. So I'm like getting ready, you know, take a big night. No, sorry. It's like 8 p.m. I'm ready to take a big nap. Supposed to arrive kind of late in Costa Rica, but it's okay. Been flying for an hour. We have only 2 hours left. My daughter, my toddler, is starting to get, you know, a bit drowsy. She's starting to fall asleep. And then the captain is like, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're very sorry, but there is a very bad weather in Costa Rica. We have to turn around the flight and go back to Dallas.
No way.
What?
Excuse me. You did not tell me that at all.
Okay. I was like, what? And Pascal and I, we would look at each other, was like, what? No, seriously. WTF. And we're thinking, okay, we are cursed because the first vacation was canceled last minute. And now we're on the way to the second vacation and it's canceled again. We have to go around. I'm like, we're not supposed to go anywhere. We're supposed to stay home, right? So we turn around. Go back to Dallas. By the time we arrive, it's like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that's good with American Airlines, shout out to American Airlines, everything was ready on our phone. They booked you know, the hotel. Everything was ready. By the time we landed, they already booked a hotel for us, and you just, you know, go there and sleep. And they already rebooked us back for the following morning at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. The only thing, though, we don't have our luggage.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They said the luggage stay in the aircraft, because it's the same aircraft you can take tomorrow. Same boarding pass, same people, nothing is going to change. But we cannot, you know, remove your baggage, your luggage, and put them back. So, bye-bye. You're going to the hotel with the same clothes you're wearing right now. Sleep in it. No underwear, no toothbrush, nothing for my hair. Nothing.
Deodorant, or maybe if you keep it.
Deodorant, nothing. You sleep in there, and we couldn't even go in the airport to buy anything. Everything is already shut down. There's only like one freaking Pizza Hut open to have like a nasty dinner. And after, you know, you go to the hotel. So we go to the hotel. So, you know, I slept, you know, in my underwear and t-shirt. Following morning, you have to put back the same clothes. Nothing. Yeah. All dirty. You're at the airport. You're in line, you know, doing the line and everything. It was a freaking mess. And then I told Pascal, listen, we cannot board like that. We have to go to Walgreens something and buy stuff. So we went to Walgreens, we bought a toothbrush and deodorant and everything. So this is my first tip, okay, that I used to do before, and after I don't do it anymore, always have a change in your, you know, in your luggage, because that's what happened to you in Canada, right?
Yeah, but yeah, and I was lucky that I had in my backpack. I had underwears, I had,
oh my god,
like bras, I had all that stuff. And I had my little kit, like with a makeup kit, like brushing, the toothbrushing thing. I think that's the only way that I'm going to travel now too, from now on. Have like that,
yeah,
all the essentials right there if you need it, like in a backpack, yes, on a bigger bag. Yeah.
So when we went to do that, some shopping, we bought those, retractable toothbrush, really small.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that's gonna be. I'm gonna keep that always now, you know, in my backpack or in my hand luggage, because I know, you know, this is not the first time we don't have our luggage, you know, when we arrive somewhere. So sorry. So yeah, so that's my first tip for you, guys. If you don't already do it, Sylvia did it, and she was very wise to do it.
I never thought. Because there was no room in my suitcase, so I put it inside the backpack.
Okay.
But it happened to be all the things I needed.
You were like, lucky.
I was even on my period. I know it's most of people are women. And so, I had like all the tampons and pads all in my backpack. Yeah.
All the essential, like you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had nothing. So we go back to the same, you know, the same plane, and everything was okay, you know. We travel there, we arrive there, and it's a lovely country. I really love. So actually, you know, it was like rainy season. I was a bit afraid of that. When we arrived, it was raining a lot. But we arrived, you know, like middle of the afternoon. And actually, I think I prefer that, because last year we went to the Caribbean to Pascal's house. And I couldn't take it. It was, I told you, remember the heat?
Mm-hmm.
That was really hard for me. And so, because it was raining season, so the heat season was over. And so what happened? So it was still very humid and hot. But because it rained a lot, you know, during the night. So during the day, it was actually very beautiful. And it wasn't that hot, that humid. It was actually like almost perfect, mm-hmm, you know, degrees for me. It was perfect. So I think if I want to go back, you know, to Central America, I think June for me would be the right time, mm-hmm, because the people over there were saying, you know, oh yeah, in April it was really hot. I really liked, you know, we had several guides, and I really liked the way they really know, you know, every details of their country. It was really interesting, seeing a story from 1700 and stuff like that.
Yeah,
really like it. Yeah, so it's a nice place to visit. The way back though.
The way back.
On the way back. So So the flight to come back was at 11:59, leaving at 11:59. So we're like, okay, checking, you know, you have to check out at noon. And so we stayed the whole afternoon, you know, in the pool for my daughter, for the little one to get tired and everything. We stayed there until 6 p.m. Then we left for the airport. We were at the airport at 8. And I thought check-in would open at least 3 hours before, right? Open 2 hours before. So 1 hour, we have to wait there. And she's like running back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, okay. Then finally, 9 p.m., we check in. Receive a text from American Airlines. Your flight is delayed for 1 hour. So now you're leaving at 1 a.m.
It's just amazing. Like,
I'm going to kill somebody. Like, I'm going to kill somebody. So that freaking flight didn't leave. So it was 1 hour late. Another tip, you know, I will definitely tell people, and I did it last year, but I didn't do it this year. For those flights where you can't really, I don't know where I bought a ticket for my 2-year-old, like a seat for her, because she sleeps on us when for those, mm-hmm. you know, those night flights. She doesn't want to sleep on the, because she's not comfortable. She's not really comfortable. And I think, you know, I saw that on Amazon, you can buy those little, it looks like a bed at the end. She mm-hmm. can put her feet there. And at the end, it looks like, last year I bought a little hammock. That you mm-hmm. put, you know, that on the seat and on the front seat and the left and the seat behind you. So she slept in there. Little hammock was cool. But she's too big for that now. But if I had bought, you know, something to cover the space between your legs and your seat, she could sleep there. So I would really recommend, you know, if you have like a night flight with a kid that's less than 3 and they want to sleep in there like they're in their bed. Something like that, mm-hmm. because she would have stayed on her side for sure.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So we took that flight and go back to Dallas with 1 hour delay mm-hmm. in that huge airport. So I go to, when they made the announcement, you know, the flight is delayed for an hour. So I go at the desk and tell the lady in Costa Rica, I'm like, so what are the arrangements for people with a connection? Because obviously we're not going to make it, right? And she's like, no, you're going to make it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to make it. By the time we get out of the airplane, pass security, then passport control, then take your freaking train, then you have to go back through security again. We're not going to make it. That takes almost an hour. We're not going to make it. She's like, yeah, you're gonna make it because anyway, there's no more flight for the next 4 days after that. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, yeah, it's the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July weekend, so there's no flight after that.
What?
You're gonna have to stay in Dallas. I'm like, girl, I'm not talking to you. So we took the plane, we're arriving in Dallas. We have 35 minutes to do the whole thing. 40 minutes to do the whole thing. Never gonna happen. And finally, so we're like running like crazy. Thank God we arrived like at 5 in the morning. So there's nobody, you know, at security. There's nobody at passport mm-hmm. control. That was cool. But you have to pick up your luggage. I don't know if you remember that when you arrived the first part mm-hmm. of it. Pick up your luggage. Take your luggage. Put them back, you know, in another somewhere else. Then you have to run through security again. And we took the line where the guy was on training. So he was like looking at everything, and there was a guy next to him saying, so you see, when you see something like that, it means that nah, nah, nah. So our line wasn't moving. And I see the other line like shoo, shoo, like going very fast. And our line, we stayed there like 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, we're done. We missed the flight. That's it, we're done. And then I received a text from American Airlines saying our flight was 30 minutes delay.
Of course.
That's the only thing that saved us, because after we had to take that train that takes 15 minutes, and we were the last, we arrived like huffing and puffing at the gate. I'm telling you. And I told the lady, oh my God, I'm so happy you're late. You know, that you
the flight is delayed. Like being late was a good thing. Like, thank you for being late.
And she's like, you're the only person who said that today. So, and yeah, and that flight was cool. My daughter, my little one, she was really tired with all of that. So she just slept the whole time, which was perfect. But I would recommend for sure, because that's what I'm going to do in the future. Always have a change in your hand luggage and a toothbrush and those mini, little, all those mini stuff they sell at Walgreens. Deodorant, all those mini stuff.
Mouthwash, those things. Mouthwash.
Face, all those things. And for the little one, if you have a, you know, a red eye, those little puffy share or puffy, I don't know how to explain this, that you can put in the space between your legs and the share. And this way, you know, they can just sleep like they are in their bed and they won't, you know, they won't need to sleep on you or anything like that because it's really uncomfortable. Even if it's only for 3 hours, it can be very uncomfortable.
It's still uncomfortable, yeah. It's like three hours, right?
Can be a long time. No, especially at that age, they're already big and they're heavy. It's not like having a baby anymore, so.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. Oh, boy,
so, yeah. So it was... That was exciting. So we came back dead. Dead. I tell you, it took me like two days to thank God it was a Sunday morning. One of my friends texted me. She's like, hey, do you, if you want, you can come over, you know, this afternoon. I'm like, girl, we're dead. We're not going anywhere.
Thank you
for the invite. Thank you for the invite, but no, not going to happen. And the day after, you know, everybody was going to summer camp and daycare. So it was perfect. I just relaxed the whole morning, the whole Monday. So I have a question. Your flight to, so you're going to Ireland, for our listeners, you know, they don't know. And so what time is that? Is it a red eye? Is it a regular flight?
No.
How are you going to manage this? Because yeah, like you have three kids.
Europe flight, right? It's like a, like a 5:45 p.m., 11 hours.
Okay.
And you arrive in the morning there. So it's all a night flight.
It's like a night flight also. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just gonna, it's like dinner time. I mean, we did it last time and all of them, they were all fine. It was just me.
I was gonna say, but you don't sleep.
Yeah, they do. Like, they're like, especially now, like my youngest, now he likes the, if I give him a tablet, like on the plane, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And then once he's tired and he's gonna watch the movies, they're all gonna watch movies or playing in tablets or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
It just like, I'm thinking like, how are we gonna like make that go faster? It's just making so, like trying like use the dinner time like to, you know, like pass the time quickly. I don't know, like cause it takes forever, 11 hours. Ugh.
But now that they're big enough, you don't really have to check on them all the time. Why don't you take some the thing that makes you sleep? Not a pill.
Oh, I will. I got something.
Oh, you did got something. Okay.
On Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, me personally, I sleep no problem on the flight. Pascal snores, there's no problem. But if you have issue, yeah, take something because 11 hours, it's hell. I can't do it. I can't do that anymore. It's too much.
I know it's such a long flight. I'm gonna read my book, and usually books like make me sleepy, so I'm hoping that you know. And I'm gonna bring this like hydration drops or like things that you put in the water. You know, like those freezy things that gets like freezy water. No, like vitamin C drops. Remember, like you drop in the water and it just like dissolves.
Oh yeah.
Tablets, those things.
For?
So for hydration, because last time I was so dehydrated, and then I had like one drink there or two, and they don't offer water that much or three, and they don't. I like when it's already like all the lights turned off. I think they passed one time with that freaking water. I was so thirsty, which, by the way, I'm also going to bring an extra bottle of water.
Yes, you should.
I think that definitely makes a difference. Can't count on these people coming. Mm. Like they won't bring any. And I was so dehydrated. God, when we arrived in Ireland, I was with a headache, like a migraine that lasted like a good 3 days. Because, you know, like mixing alcohol, dehydration, lack of sleep. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Great combination. So this time, no, I got those things that you mix in the water. So it hydrates like 5 times more than regular water, something like that. That should help. Counting on
I always, because that happened to me once in a flight too, I thought I was going to pass out. I freaked out and I was dizzy. And since then, I always, so before you could bring your own water, right? After security, now you have to drink it before you go through security. Mm-hmm. So now if I have time, I always, yeah, buy a bottle of water before I go in there, because it's either you have to wait on them, and when it's a night flight, they don't come after, you know, certain time they don't pass you, or you have to get up and ask them all the time, you know, can I have some water? Can I have some water? And it's a little drink. So, talking about water, this flight attendant. Of course I was going to have a fight with somebody, right?
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that one. And I know I had a fight with someone, but I don't remember who.
On the plane?
So, on the plane. No, I was like, first of all, she's way too old. She needs to retire. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was looking at her and I was saying, Pascal, if the flight go down, is she going to be able to help us? Because that's their job. You know, I wanted to be a flight attendant, so I know what it takes to be a flight attendant. And I'm like, her job is to open the freaking door, open the, how you call that? The slide. Emergency slide, and help people to go down. And if we're in the water, she's supposed to help you, you know, do something. She can't. She was like, wearing that in her seat. Not really, you know, a physical, no. Uh-huh. She wouldn't, in Europe, she wouldn't pass it. That they would put her, you know, on the ground floor. So first of all, she's not fit. And so she's serving us, you know, the drinks and everything. And I'm in the middle. So I tell Pascal, you know, it's really loud. They can't really hear you. So I tell Pascal, tell her to give me a water and a Coke. Something like that. So Pascal is like, yeah, you're not going to believe this. American Airlines. And Pascal said, yeah, she's like a water and a Coke. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can only give you one. So he's like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, I can only give you one drink. You know, it's that's what the company, you know, is asking us. The company, she's like, so if you would have asked me the Coke first and then the water, I would have given you the Coke and then I would give you the water. But because you asked me a water and a Coke, I cannot give you the Coke.
But why? Because the water would be like a bottle of water?
No, it's a glass of water. But that's two drinks. And that's one drink per passenger only.
Oh my God.
He didn't ask in the right now, you know, I'm telling you it's crazy. I'm telling you it's crazy. Because he said she wants a Coke and a water.
Usually you order. Like you order like, can I have like orange juice and water?
And water.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
But you did the opposite. Why did you change the order anyway?
Lucky matters. Give me my freaking Coke and a glass of water. So I cannot have a glass of water? Are you serious right now?
But it's ridiculous. I can't believe that she said that. It's insane.
So I look at her, I don't even look at her. I told Pascal, can I have water, please? Tell her to give me water. So she gave me the water. And then she comes back. And after she's like, okay, I'm still going to give you the Coke. I think she realized it was so stupid.
That's freaking insane. I thought like, okay, if it's like a bottle of like, I don't know, like the water, like the Pellegrino water or something. Evian. Like, okay, just one or the other, like whatever. Okay. just regular water in a cup.
Take your nasty crackers and peanuts back, please. I don't want it. Those are disgusting, by the way. Nobody wants it.
But most importantly, how can you have all these stories every time you travel on planes? This is insane. I don't know, like every single, can you have a normal flight where everybody acts normal and, you know, it's just like.
Remember the last time, the one who wanted me to speak English?
Oh, yeah.
So for people maybe who didn't get that, what episode was this? We should refer it. It was a vacation, vacation. I was in the Caribbean again. I came back. And this woman at security wanted. I'm in a French-speaking country, and she wants me to speak English, and she kept on talking to me in English.
And you clearly, like, it's not like you're with an American husband. Like, he's also...
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody's, like, speaking French, and then she wanted to...
Everybody speaks French.
Speak English.
And she does, too, by the way. Her first language is French. Her first language is not English.
You know, you can tell the accent, too. Like, you can tell they have an accent.
So that crazy. And now, one doesn't want to give me a glass of water. And by the way, it wasn't only me, another guy, because I heard her. another guy, like two rows, like.
No, sir, the, wrong order.
And next I heard us in. No, sir, it's only one, sorry.
Only one.
American Airlines, they have like tightening their budget or something, they have issues. Or if it's her. I have no idea.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that. Even when going to Canada, like it was all like water and this coffee and the drink and water, like everything, always with water, whatever. Always like water always comes like together.
You get, you know, a drink, coffee, tea, whatever, wine, and a glass of water. This is the first time. This is the first time. Never happened to me before.
Wow. Can you imagine if they're going to start doing that? I'm curious now. Like, I don't think Aer Lingus is going to do anything of that crap.
But... No. European company, they're not going to do that. Unless they're really in trouble. Yeah. American Airlines, I'm not surprised. So, anyway. So, yeah.
that was a good one to end the episode with. Water. Denied water.
Denied.
Like, no.
Denied water. My God. So yeah, ladies. So let's just remember, have a change, something for the baby to sleep, and only ask one drink.
Yeah. Don't you dare asking for water.
And unless if you have a red eye, water. Take the is it me? No, it's not melatonin. What is the name melatonin? That you're gonna take? That's no melatonin is the thing for the sun, right?
No, melatonin is for sleep.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, I would recommend because I have a friend who takes that. She said it really works. You never tried before? Is that going to be your first time?
I did, and it didn't really help. But this time it's a lot of different brands, something there on Amazon. I don't know. Let's see if it helps. Let's see.
Okay. Let me know.
Hopefully it will.
I can wait to have kids that age that I can just sleep and don't have to take care of them anymore in the flight. So sleep.
Yeah, maybe 2 years. I mean, you can't sleep and pass out. Yeah, and the kids like need to do stuff. So yeah.
Bothering everybody.
Only when they're big enough that you can just have the see ya.
Yeah. Well, maybe on the next podcast you can tell us about your vacation when you come back because you know you're going away soon.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of stuff to tell us. Hopefully, no crazy story at the airport. Okay.
Yes, hopefully. Nice and
nothing
smooth.
Crazy.
And,
yeah.
And then two weddings that we're going to attend. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot.
Yeah, wedding is fun. Yeah, I love going to weddings.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our YouTube channel, our group. Also, we have a Facebook page and also on Instagram. And if you can, leave us a review on Apple Podcast.
Yes, please do so. Helps us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. Bye. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and the Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.